Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode.
Five underused ways of winning new business. When you do get some time to dedicate on getting the attention of your prospective clients, it can be hard to think beyond what you've done before. It can feel strenuous and unnatural. But I know with a few simple activities in place that you repeat constantly, you can have a far greater effect. Here are a few techniques you may not have used before. P.S. I work with my coaching clients to build new business and marketing routines for their agencies that feel so natural, they never feel the grubbiness of selling again. Their words, not mine. And if you'd like to know more, let's have a talk. You can head to caffeine.club and click on the book a free call link in the top right of the page to book your own consultation with me. Number one, ask what they want. When I moved from new business agency into a design agency itself, I couldn't believe that we weren't taking the time to ask the client what we were actually focusing on in the coming year. They were too busy being assertive, aka telling the client what they needed instead of listening. In my previous role, working as a new business manager across multiple agencies and multiple disciplines, my 50 plus daily calls with decision makers were always focused on what their upcoming priorities were. The response on behalf of the agency would always focus on an honest assessment of how we could cater to their needs and what value and experience we had to contribute. The call to meeting ratio was about 5-1, which was really impressive for cold contacts. And I think this comes down to one key differentiator. Clients want to work with an agency that listens. Number two, growing existing new business. The value of repeat business from loyal clients is often overlooked in favor of the sexiness of winning pitches, celebrating with your team and adding a new logo to the client section of your website. But nurturing existing customers and looking for new opportunities within their business is an easy win. If you've truly tackled everything already, think again, but beyond the obvious. Look at the parent company, other brands in the portfolio, NPD they might have in the pipeline. Where can you add value? Ask to be introduced to colleagues within client businesses if opportunities are beyond the remit of the decision maker you work with. Keep in touch with junior clients. Marketers have an average lifespan of 2.5 years at each brand and often lower down the ranks that time is less. Don't underestimate the legwork that the junior members of the team are doing to help make your joint project a reality. Be mindful of how you treat them in meetings and when discussing a project with their manager. Take care to spot those who have the most promising connection to your way of working and be sure to keep tabs on where they move in their career. Connect on LinkedIn, celebrate the life events when appropriate with a card and a gift, drop them a line now and then, and when the time is right, and when they become a decision maker themselves, which might be soon if you can spot talent, you make sure you reconnect and put yourself in the running for their business. But be mindful that this is going to be the most impactful if you've kept a meaningful connection over the period of time until they do become a decision maker. Number four, ask for referrals. Connections on LinkedIn, exchange of business cards, agency Christmas cards, all of these things are a sign of mutual respect between two contacts, so put it to use when the moment's right. When considering your new business targets, never go in with a cold approach if you share a mutual connection. Take the time to check LinkedIn. Who do you have in common? Who can you ask to send a CC'd email introducing you? Annex Cloud offers these stats from other industries to fuel this idea in your head. Referred customers bring you 25% higher profit margin. A referred customer is 18% more loyal than a customer acquired by other means. Referred customers are 4 times more likely to refer more customers to your brand. And customers referred to your brand, oh, sorry, customers referred by other customers have a 37% higher customer retention rate. Number five, tell them what you do. All too often I work with agencies who haven't managed to communicate their full capabilities. I get it. Marketing is a vast arena and full of lexical and semantic landmines. A description of your services for your new website that your management team spends 2 weeks laboring over in the boardroom might mean zilch to the prospect. And in some cases, I've seen it lead to frustration down the road when the client has hired two or three consultancies where just one have been capable of managing the full brief in-house. So make sure you take the time to remind your existing clients, as well as your future ones, what it is that you can do. It may be more than they thought, and it might well lead to more business. Unclear of how to accurately describe what your agency offers? Want to implement a marketing plan that draws in brand new business to your agency? Book a phone consultation with me. It's free. I'll use my 10 plus years of agency experience to narrow down the areas of focus that your business needs to concentrate on in order to win the attention of your new business prospects. You can choose a time that suits you at caffeine.club and just look on the right-hand top corner to book a call.
Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.